Hello and welcome to Palantir on the Podcast, our first episode in a long while, and this time, it's the dumbest things that happen in the 2024 NFL Draft. Now, you know, this draft was extremely deep, especially at the quarterback position, and, you know, it really helped some teams rebuild, and but of course, you know, no draft ever goes 100% well, and there are some dumb people out there who made some really dumb teams, who made some really dumb picks. Now, today we'll be looking at that dumb picks, dumb trades, and other things that happened. Now, so kicking it off, this is a bit more questionable. It's the Chargers drafting Joe Alt. Now, he's a really good tackle, the best there was. But tackle was less of a concern for them than wide receiver. And this draft pick looks worse considering that the next pick in the draft was Malik Nabers, an incredible wide receiver from LSU, and he went to the Giants, and that's the next thing we'll be discussing. But the Chargers have no depth at receiver. Let's look at their depth chart for receiver. Quentin Johnson can't hold on to a ball. I think I catch better than him. Josh Palmer. Who is this guy? He doesn't really do much ever. And I'm pretty sure he's related to the guy who invented mixing tea and lemonade. And Ladd McConkey. Who's a great receiver. Second round pick. Very good. Yes, adds depth. But they lost Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Sorry. In the offseason, the Keenan Allen trade was extremely dumb. They got nothing from it. But Ladd McConkey, it's just like DJ Moore last year, except DJ Moore was probably better last year than Ladd McConkey will be this year. It is just so stupid. They have Joel is great, but tackle wasn't as bad of a need for them than wide receiver, and their wide receiver group is terrible. Justin Herbert's getting no help. And, like, his best target could be a rookie if McConkey's good. I love McConkey, Jags fan, but still. This was a terrible pick. It really fits their coach's style. Jim Harbaugh, he's going to run this ball all game, even though it's Gus Edwards, but still, that is not very good. They did take some receivers late, but that doesn't really matter. They needed, you know, big talent to replace what they lost in the offseason, and they got none of it. Pretty bad. And then the next pick, Malik Nabers, who the Chargers should have drafted, going to the Giants. Malik Nabers, phenomenal prospect. Any other team, I'd be like, great pick. Only problem is, who's going to get him the ball now? The Giants really did need someone like Penix or McCarthy. And, you know, they didn't get them. And that's really a huge problem for them. Like, who's going to get him the ball? He can't do everything. And this really shows the idiocy of the Giants, right? They signed Daniel Jones to a gigantic contract after he has one midseason that followed 3 years of being horrible. That caused them to lose Saquon Barkley. Now they don't have a quarterback. They don't have a running back. They have a good receiver, but no one will be there to get him the ball. It's a really big problem. It's a really stupid pick. They needed a receiver. Tommy DeVito and Daniel Jones just aren't good enough. They're not the guys for this. They really needed to take a first-round quarterback, and they missed their chance on J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix. Speaking of Michael Penix, his pick is one of the dumbest here on this list. The Falcons needed everything but a quarterback. Quarterback was like one of the only positions they were secure at, and they signed Kirk Cousins to a massive contract. They needed everything but a quarterback, receiver, tight end, and running back. You know, they especially needed defense, and this is unexcusable with Dallas Turner and Laiatu Latu still on the board and Byron Murphy the second. Some people are just so dumb. This is a position they didn't need, and Penix won't be a great backup to Cousins because Penix is more athletic, more of a scrambler, more of a runner, and a lefty. The schemes that fit Cousins really well aren't going to fit Penix. There was no reason for the Falcons to select a quarterback. They needed Dallas Turner or Byron Murphy or Laiatu Latu. They got none of them, and they could be regretting this when they have, you know, a really good quarterback warming the bench for them that they picked with the 8th overall pick that they could have used on a better defense. Now with the 10th overall pick, the Vikings selected J.J. McCarthy. This made me really mad, as I hoped, you know, J.J. McCarthy did get a lot of hate. I hoped that maybe he'd fall to the Rams, maybe the Rams would pick him up or trade up for him. Yeah, the Rams are my favorite team, but it would be really nice. Now, the Vikings were really stupid. J.J. McCarthy's a great quarterback. Good pick, right? Except they were originally set to pick 11th, not 10th. The Jets were supposed to pick 10th. The Vikings traded picks with them. The Jets got the 11th pick, a 4th round pick, and a 5th round pick. And the Vikings got the 10th overall pick and a 6th rounder that they used on a kicker. Real dumb. But the Jets weren't going to pick a quarterback. They had Aaron Rodgers, and they had full faith in Aaron Rodgers. They were not in the market for a quarterback. They were in the market to an offensive tackle. They traded back and still got their guy, Olufoshinu, which made them one of the geniuses of this draft. But the Vikings had no reason to give that up. Robert Saleh in the war room yelled out free money when the trade was finalized. There was no reason for this trade. Minnesota could have stayed right where they were and still gotten their guy. The Jets had Olufoshinu all the way and weren't going to take McCarthy off the board. With the 12th overall pick, the Broncos selected Bo Nix, quarterback from Oregon. Nix, really good prospects, not a top 15 pick at all. And, you know, no other team had him scouted as a first-round talent. This was a huge reach for the Broncos. They could have taken, you know, a receiver. They could have, you know, traded back. They could have done any number of things. However, they felt like Bo Nix was worth the 12th overall pick, and they traded. They didn't trade. They picked him, and it was a really dumb pick. He was not a top 15 talent, and it was just a huge reach. They could have done so much better. Now, a few picks later, the Rams would actually end up on this list of sadness, and that makes me very, very sad. So, in the second round, the Rams traded up to get a tackle from Florida State. Now, you know, the Rams, a defensive tackle, by the way, the Rams, you know, picked up, they picked up two FSU defenders, and not all of them were bad. Unfortunately for the Rams, their pick of Braden Fisk from Florida State was not really good. And because they traded up for him way too much, and it was graded as one of the biggest overpays in a very, very long time. You know, I'm happy that they're getting Aaron Donald's replacement. I don't think they really need a replacement. Kobe Turner was doing really well, but unfortunately, the Rams, for this overpay, ended up on this idiocy list. Still, they had a phenomenal draft, and I might talk about them in my genius episode later. And also, the Bears end up on this list. Now, I think the Bears were really good. They will end up on, you know, my genius episode for what they've done, but still, they had 5 picks, and they picked in the 4th round a punter. That's not something they should have done. Really stupid of them. When you have 5 picks, you don't waste a 4th on a punter. And I mean, it's inexcusable, really. And I mean, you could ask the 49ers how, you know, drafting a special teamer in a mid-round ended up. For the 49ers, it ended up with a Super Bowl loss because of a blocked kick. Ouch. So, you know, really not smart, and it shows the Bears' lack of confidence that they're selecting a punter so high. But the rest of their draft was pretty good. Now, actually, I'm going to go back to the first round where the Raiders selected Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a massive tight end. You know, deserved to be picked with a high pick. The problem is, the first tight end off the board last season was Michael Mayer. And, you know, he was drafted by the Raiders. Now, he's been forgotten about, and they're like, and now they're moving on from him. Still, I think this could be a good move because this guy, Brock Bowers, has a lot of potential to become better than Michael Mayer. Still, though, there might have been another position that they should have, you know, taken. Unfortunately, lots of quarterbacks were already off the board, and they really needed one. I think they might have been expecting, you know, a quarterback to fall to them, but still, not entirely great. Like, who's going to be throwing him the ball? You know, is it going to be Aiden O'Connell? Like, who's going to throw him the ball? And that's one of the biggest, problems, or Gardner Minshew, but that's one of the big problems of drafting, you know, a pass catcher. Like, you gotta have a good quarterback for a good pass catcher to make a big impact. And, you know, that's what landed the Giants on the idiocy episode. It's because they did not have a capable quarterback that, you know, could get the ball to Malik Nabers. And that's really one of the big problems. And it was just I think it could be end up showing itself to be a good decision, but it could just as easily be a really bad decision when, you know, Gardner Minshew's throwing a pick over his head. So, yeah. But I could be wrong about this one. This is the one I think I'm most likely to be wrong about. And, yeah, that's the episode. You can't, once you get past, you know, the early rounds, it's really hard to call anyone, you know, that dumb. Because later on picks are much less valuable, but they do have value, but the players aren't that big names, and it's hard to say now, right? Like, Fred Warner was a mid-round pick, and now we say, oh, that's genius, but, you know, if we knew Fred Warner was going to be Fred Warner, he'd have been picked in the first, right? So, that really does it. Those were the biggest idiots who made the biggest blunders in the 2024 NFL Draft. And so, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and you'll hear more of me next episode.